Onondaga County and the city of Syracuse are hoping to build on the success of previous government consolidation projects to make more moves to modernize or consolidate government in the future. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, how the two biggest government entities in central New York will do this isn't quite clear, but they want to get the conversation going.
Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney used a snowy day in Syracuse to illustrate the idea of government inefficiency.
We have 19 towns, 15 villages, the city of Syracuse, Onondaga County, and New York State plowing our roads. And we're all doing it inside these artificial geographic spaces that nobody would do if you gave them a blank slate and said, go plow the roads.
Mahoney, along with Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, say they want to start with a blank slate and no preconceived notions to find the best way government can deliver services in central New York. Miner says this isn't just a nod to the bottom line.
Is this being done to save money? Not primarily. This is being done to provide better services to the people of this community and do it in a way and pay for those services in a way that makes more sense.
The first step will be hiring a consultant to compile statistics about what every government does in Onondaga County. With that data, Miner, a Democrat, and Mahoney, a Republican, say decisions can be made about how governments can share services and find efficiencies. Mahoney is hoping that state money earmarked for government consolidation can help pay for part of this project. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.